WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are still broadcasting in high mono sound at AM 1570 each and every day. Appreciate everybody following us out. Crab Cake Tour on a respite here for Thanksgiving. We are back at it at Fadley's on the 9th. A little special holiday thing. So I'm going to Fadley's. I'm going to Casas. I was at Pappas. Our friends at Conrad's, the folks that ship crab cakes, this is a month to be thinking about that. And don't just pick one place. Ship from all of them. Every crab cake's different. Trust me on this. I know better. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs to give away on Friday at Fadley's. We did have a $50 winner at Pappas 2 weeks ago when we had Mike Bordick and Adam Claric and David Steele at. I know you've been listening to that on AM 1570. And our friends, of course, at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, staying nice and toasty here on these cold, wet, awful days. And, of course, our friends at Goodwill. Last Wednesday, we served over 2,000 people Thanksgiving meals and had jobs placement. It was an unbelievable event down at the Baltimore Convention Center last week. So big thumbs up and thanks to Lisa, Jonathan, and our friends at Goodwill. John Martin joins us now. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. Mobile gaming. Got to get on. Everybody's in. And then I retweeted this thing the other day that I think you're going to like dispute a little bit. But it is amazing in the modern era, John, that when you turn the lights on and mobile gaming begins and you and the governor have a little press conference, and that there is a tracking Christmas tree out there on video that says there were 16 million people who accessed whatever on the first day of mobile gaming. And of course, it all happened right on the eve of Thanksgiving. John, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving? Did you have two slices of pie?
You know what? I should have had two slices of pie, but I did not. I try to use a little restraint when it comes to my caloric intake.
I went into my yoga class. I'm not making this up. This is factual. All right? And I'm not vain, but I know how I look in clothing, right? And I know how I look in a mirror because I do yoga in a mirror. And I know how I look on video because I look at myself all day. I was in class and I looked at myself and I'm like, oh boy, you know, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, pie, ice cream, eggnog. I'm trying to think of what else I did. I did something else. Oh, I went to Costas and had like two bowls of cream of crab soup. So it was that kind of holiday. Yeah. And I talked all this a la mode and I actually followed through and I had all this Wise ice cream. I felt like I needed to eat. Yep. So
I tell you what, since you opened this door, do you fall into the bad habit? And it is a bad habit, and I will profess I do it. Do you weigh yourself every day?
No, I weigh myself when I feel skinny or fat, which is twice a month.
Listen to us.
A month I weigh myself, like literally. And here's the weird part. Doing a lot of yoga, feeling good. My wife's been sick all week. And like 2 weeks ago, I said to her, I'm like, all right, I'm ready for the beach. I look good. And then Thanksgiving came. And crab cake tour, like all of this stuff happens. And I did weigh myself after the mirror incident. And I'm like, mirror doesn't lie, you know? So Thanksgiving, you know, but we're trying to teach people how to gamble responsibly as well as we have all this new stuff going on. I did not eat responsibly the last 5 days.
No. Yeah. Here we are, a couple old divas talking about how we look in the mirror. But you know what? A lot of winners look good in the mirror. We had a great week here at the Maryland Lottery. One of my favorite stories, and you can check all these out on mdlottery.com, is when I get the opportunity, rare that it is, to actually meet winners in our Buddy Rugao lounge, and we look in their faces, and the story's on our website. The guy wins a $2 million prize on a scratch-off ticket. $30 cash is king.
And first things first, he doesn't believe he won, because I have to always inject that, because I'm thinking, if it's me and somebody really wins 20 grand next week at Fadley's, and they're gonna be like, is it, you know, even if the app says it's real, I would think that if I won $2 million, I just would be in a state of disbelief. I would be.
Well, that's clearly what happens to these things, right? I mean, everybody hoped, right? I mean, you get that moment, that excitement before, when you're holding the ticket in your hand and you start to scratch it and think, "Oh, I'm going to win big," and then, "Well, I'm not, probably not," and then it reverses back again and go, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!" Do you see the zeros piling up? So he and his wife showed up here, young couple, young kids. You know, you wish the best for them, but that's when it works. That's when it's a good story to tell. Going into the holidays, and we wish them the best and continued success. So,
are there any pictures that Carol would have, or anybody around the office, of you and one of the pink or the purple boas in there holding the rock star guitar or any of that stuff, or no?
Me dressed up like that?
Yes, I want to see you do that for the holidays and be a part of it.
Those pictures will never see the light of day.
Well, there are pictures of me in the Buddy Rugow room. There might be pictures of me with Buddy Rugow from 20 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
So, Buddy's been gone a long time. What would he make of the geo-targeting, 16 million people visiting, and I see the lights light up, and I shared this image, and I'm going to share it for our audience that watches us on video, and I retweeted this over the weekend without any, like, permission from you or anything like that, and it's this Christmas tree of activity that says, check out the live pin drop map capturing Maryland sports betting activity from a group called GeoComply. Just, I don't even know who they are. They're Twitter people. We saw 16.5 million transactions take place over the first weekend. They tagged the governor. I was going to tag you and put a Maryland MD lottery out there. I'm not shocked by that. I don't think that that's an outrageous thing that people made bets, and there might be 4 million people making, 4 bets over the weekend, or maybe more bets than that, because it's probably fun and it probably is really dangerous the first weekend when they're giving you a lot of money. And this is the most important time to say, whoa, you know, this, it's real, and it's not, they're not taking it away next weekend. It's going to be here forever.
So here's John Martin, the regulator, the umpire in this game that we play, ready to just throw cold water and all of that. First of all, GeoComply is an excellent partner. They are the third party, if you will, for all of the mobile betting companies to regulate and fence to make sure that people are within the state of Maryland while they're on their Maryland sports wagering app, and that it's, to quote the Nestor phrase, it's on the up and up. So people are inside the state.
That's my father's phrase. I'm glad to take credit for that. But my father was on the up and up.
Yes. So that's the first thing that they do. And when they say that they, GeoComply, have 16 million hits, it doesn't mean there were 16 million bets. A hit, in their terminology, is they are pinging a mobile device to make sure it's still within the state of Maryland. Now, why would they do that? Well, the mobile part of mobile wagering means that these people have the ability to be moving around. So if someone is driving back and forth between Maryland and Pennsylvania, we want to make sure that we're pinging that phone, because the minute they cross the Mason-Dixon line, they can't use their Maryland app in the state of Pennsylvania. So the reality is it shows up as a hit for them. They have pinged a cell phone as it's crossed the border, but there's never been a transaction made. So don't equate their 16 million hits with 16 million bets. It's not even apples,
right. I mean, there are a lot of people that log in and figuring it out. They want to give a credit card and they're like, not today. I'll do it Sunday. I'm just dipping my toe. I'll say this, John, and this is just off the cuff, man. And for the guy that bought Twitter a month ago, I believe me, on a political side, I'll go down that front all day long. But I'll just say this, out on social media, the amount of advertising, and I have not reaped I don't have a partner at this point. I've talked to some people about, I'm hearing it on the radio. It's unbelievable cost per acquisition as to how they're trying to get you to their app and how many flavors there are now, right? Like, it didn't just open. It feels to me like it's been very fair in talking with you about it. And I know, as the umpire, that is your goal, is to make it fair. But I'm thinking, I'm not a sports gambler. I'm not, I've never have been. My father wasn't wired that way. But I've often thought, like the other day, I said to my wife, 4 points with the Ravens in Jacksonville, I would take the points. I mean, I don't like the Ravens this week. And it turned out that I would have won that bet. And if I ever do this as the sports guy for 30 years, I will totally every Friday pick games, I'll have a good time with it, but I'm not a player. But if I wanted to become a player now, and I were a guy that went out to Vegas a couple times a year ago, or someone that wasn't doing it on the up and up the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that these options are here and they're all in front of you. It's a fascinating grand opening. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? It's really a fascinating. And when it happened, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, football season, in the middle, like all of that, It's exciting if you play. I don't think there's any question about that. For the people I know, and I know many of them, taking phone calls from thousands of them who wanted to talk about wagering and playing, and I won, I lost, they didn't hit the spread, my parlay didn't cover, they kicked the field goal, all of that. That's so in play now. And I think it's exciting. I really do, for people who love sports wagering.
Well, it certainly is exciting for us as well on this side of it. I mean, it's after 2 years of this, slog through the muck and mire to get here. It will be very interesting when the postmortem is written, and there will be one. Just so many things came together. Many of them well, and fortunate, and some of them maybe not so much. I'll give you a good example. We all knew. I mean, the worst kept secret, right? So when it went live, we knew there would be just a pent-up demand. And the numbers, the official numbers for the month of November, won't be available till December 12th, on Monday, December 12th. There will be people with their noses pressed to the virtual glass, just waiting to see what those numbers are. Let me, again, throw cold water on that one for you. The promotional play, the promotional dollars that is being thrown around in the advertising in this player acquisition phase is immense, more than anyone could imagine.
I mean, they're giving you, 40 times value in many cases, right? Right. Like it's a come on of I can't think of anything that there's ever been a come on where $5 will get you $200.
No, there's not.
There's not a company in the world that makes that deal.
No, there's not any Harvard Business School write up that will position you for this. The governor and I had a press conference last week and talked about the expected return to the state. I've been very consistent, and you can go back to the archives, go back to the, throw the challenge flag if you want and go back and look at the video. I've been very consistent saying when we are up and running at full complement a year from now, our annualized tax return will be $25 to $30 million. That ain't going to be December 12th.
Right. Right, right.
When you
and
look
that's
at
not
the promotions,
2 weeks of gambling. Right, literally, it didn't even come online to the last week of November, right?
So I am ready now, and we're working on our response. I'm ready now for the media to look at those December 12th numbers. And spoiler alert, seven entities launched. I would not be surprised if somebody shows on paper a loss, meaning they took in bets, they paid out bets, the net then gets applied the promotional expense. That promotional
they gave
expense,
everybody $200 free in the beginning or whatever the number is.
Whatever,
right?
Whatever deal they had. In some instances, some of these entities will show on paper a loss, meaning that they gave away in promotional dollars more than they netted out, which means to the state, we got
zip.
Bupkis.
Right.
Bupkis. So people are going to say, John Martin, you phony. You told us we were going to have $25 to $30 million. 52 weeks times zero equals zero.
Well, we need these companies to start making money in order for the state to make money, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So these are just the sign-up bonuses. Do you think they're not going to have a New Year's bonus, a spring bonus? Promotions are good. They are statutorily allowed to have promotions as much as they want to invest their own money for the first year without any guardrails. The second year, we have employed a 20% cap. So you're going to see some of this crazy come way down, but after the first year. So let's everybody, keep it real. Keep it
first year's a warm up. And I think the other part of this, that's, I don't know what Vegas looks like. In March, there'll be some basketball gambling. And then in April, baseball will begin. And this is a baseball town, and you and I've talked it like I've talked about this ad nauseum, because as it relates to gambling and as it relates to being a sports fan, it's kind of amazing. I mean, I've been on the radio 31 years as of the third. By the way, when you and I get together, it'll be my anniversary, December 13th, we'll be talking about those numbers that come out, and that'll be my 31st anniversary being on radio. I haven't met people who gamble on baseball, and I've met nothing but all my life baseball fans. I don't even I'm a baseball fan. I know how to gamble on football. I know how to gamble on horse racing because I've read the form. A lot of people don't. Yeah. But gambling on baseball is a whole different thing. These numbers are going to very naturally dip in April, May, June. I mean, they just are, because football is such an immense part of this, and football's going to go away in 2 months, right? Like literally, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and then that's the landscape, and that's everybody on you know in the industry understands that there are peaks and valleys through a sports calendar year. Again, if we had launched all of these seven people in the middle of July, crickets would have been chirping.
Sure.
But we did it.
Unless the World Cup was going on.
Oh, yeah, right. But doing it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving weekend, when all eyes are focused on the NFL, college rivalry week, the World Cup, NBA, hockey, it was the perfect storm for a launch. As frustrated as people were, we could not have thrown a dart and hit a better day on the calendar to get this up and running. Now the reality sets in. We're going to see numbers reported in December. The handles will be strong. The hold, which is the net, how much they take in less how much they paid out, will be then negated by their promotional expense. And so again, we stand there like Oliver Twist, you know, the little kids standing there, you know, asking for more. It just is not, that's not going to happen for a long, long time.
Did you know that I played the Artful Dodger in 1982 in Oliver?
Get out.
Oh, there's video of me singing Consider Yourself and I'll Do Anything. Yeah, absolutely, man. And my Dundalk accent, too, because I was like 13. John Martin is here. He is the director and learning of all things I do at Maryland Lottery. We give away some Raven scratch-offs next week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 9th down at the old Lexington Market that's next to the new Lexington Market. Of course, our friends at Fadley's going to be opening over in Catonsville, right next to State Fair across from El Guapo, all that good stuff. So holiday season here. All right, so holidays, scratch-offs. Do we have anything else on sports wagering, or do we want to get to like the core business, which was the actual lottery.
I'll tell you what, yeah, no, a couple things, because again, depending on when your fans tune into this silliness, if they choose to, if I haven't alienated all of them by now.
You're going to educate us. That's what you're here to do.
On Thursday this week, December 1st, the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission will have a special session, and we will put forth two additional entrants into the sports wagering fray, and they are specifically Bally's and WynnBET.
I've heard of both of them.
Yes, you have. And many other people are anxious to get in to that participation as well. So the way this process will work, on Thursday the 1st, we will find them qualified, hopefully by approval by our commission, qualified to be mobile sports wagering licensees. Those are applications that go back to SWARC. SWARC has the next scheduled meeting in December on the 14th. It would be our hope that SWARC finds them both sufficient to be awarded licenses on December 14th, throws it back into us so we can do that final control demonstration, operational requirements sign off. You know, fingers, toes, and eyes crossed, we should get both of them up and running, if not before the playoffs, certainly well before Super Bowl. So
well, things are happening quicker because it's actually in now, right?
Yeah, right. Right. And in smaller numbers. I mean, you know, two at a time now instead of 10.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing now, month in, month out. There'll be some activity. But again, it would kind of be, you know, section B of the paper. It's not going to be, you know, front page anymore. But it'll be regular. It'll be routine. But again, additional names that people are familiar with and expecting in this market will be hopefully up and running very, very soon.
Fascinating, man. Totally new industry that is completely tied to everything I've ever done here for 31 years. So John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, of course, overseeing all things in the rollout of mobile wagering and also overseeing all things at the Maryland Lottery, where we still have scratch-offs, we have holiday scratch-offs, all that. I want you to pretend my wife's listening right now, because she's not going to listen, but I'll play it for her later. Because last year, you gave me this speech. And I'm thinking to myself, who would put like these in their kid's stocking stuffer for their 8-year-old kid? And you and I had a talk about it. And we had a laugh and we said, don't do that. It's against the law. It's a bad idea. And then my wife and I were out, like, I think we were literally at State Fair having a drink. And she was telling me these illicit tales of her childhood in New Hampshire. So this is your opportunity for the holidays to tell her parents why it was a bad idea to buy her sister a lottery ticket that she won $100 on, cashed illicitly in New Hampshire in the 1980s. And that this is not on the up and up, John Martin. Tell everyone
dark
this.
Days, the dark days of the gaming industry in New Hampshire of the 80s. I'm you're going to peel back the curtain on that, are you?
They've written books about it, I'm telling you.
Wow. But I tell you what, you know what? And we've all been there. I mean, it's a generational thing. I mean, many of us of a certain age grew up in that same scenario was played out in millions of households around America. What changed? Well, again, I think we've become a little more enlightened in today's age. I mean, we know statistically, unfortunately, that people with gambling disorders in adult oftentimes start in as children. And, you know, something as simple as scratching lottery tickets or taking a kid with the parent to the racetrack.
Winning's fun. Winning is it's DNA, it's human, it's winning, you know, want to win and it feels great to win.
Sprinkles are for winners. I mean, you know, we hear all those tales.
We all went to the carnival and got those stuffed animals. Yeah. We were trying to win something, right?
But again, where it becomes serious and problematic is when it becomes an addictive behavior. And that's why, you know, lottery games are 18 plus for a reason. Sports wagering casinos are 21 plus for a reason. And so we just ask that you know, adults, lottery tickets aren't child's play. You know, be responsible, you know, get an appropriate age appropriate toy, but a lottery ticket for a child really isn't appropriate. And for your adult friends or for yourself as an adult, you know, we got a great compliment in the lineup for everything from a dollar ticket all the way up to a $20 game of life.
Big ones.
The oversized ticket mimicking the board game. So
Oz doesn't trust me with those. That's why I get the smaller ones. You know, I mean,
yeah, well, and me either. So don't take it personally. Don't take it personally at all. But yeah, we hope people enjoy the holidays, that they gift responsibly, that they play responsibly, that if they have a non-winning ticket, they go back to the website at mdlottery.com and enroll that ticket in My Lottery Rewards. We offer cash second chance prizes all throughout the holiday season. Little way to enhance the staying power of your lottery experience.
All right. Well, you tell Roz I'm coming to Fadley's and tell her husband, Greg from Northeast, that I'll make him a caller. We're going to put the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're at Fadley's next week. All of it sponsored and, of course, supported by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and Goodwill. Any last thing? I mean, I know we've had winners all over the place. We had a $100,000 winner here this week. Anything going into the holidays I need to know about other than new games and peppermint scratch-offs and things like that?
You know, take a look if you're inclined to try something a little different. We have again our fast play instant win games that are available, and we have a progressive jackpot in three of those games that are really starting to get to some significant numbers. So if
it's over $1 million, is that right?
One of them is over a million, nearly $1.3 million fast play ticket. So you know, be on the lookout. Go to mdlottery.com. Ask about it at retail when you're in the store. Just different ways to get excited about it. Jackpot's slowly rising on the Mega Millions front, 333. I like the magic of that, 333. $333 million coming up on the next Mega Millions draw.
That's enough to get my wife in. That'll get her in.
It'll get her started. Get her started on the holidays.
Hey, I appreciate you. I hope you have, don't eat any more leftovers. I mean, if you do, don't tell me about it. Hide it from me. See, what happened? I thought about this with the weight gain thing. My wife got sick like Saturday and she didn't eat any of the leftovers. And I felt like
that's a burden.
I got to eat it. You know,
that's a burden for you. I'm the same thing.
I'm looking in the fridge. I'm like, who's going to eat it if I don't eat it? So that's what I've been doing. I will get back.
Hey, give me a call. Give me a call next time. I'll help you.
I'll get back on the up and up here. You know what? I have avoided Wise ice cream. I have not bought any eggnog yet, any of the peppermint, any of the holiday flavors. I'm trying to wipe out the cinnamon and the pumpkin. Get rid of all that. I'm feeling spirited. I'm really excited about the holidays. Ravens are playing. We got the sports wagering online. John Martin, you can find him each and every week here. And also his good-looking face now out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com with a full repository for all the work that we've done here and all the conversations we've had to get sports wagering up. And we remind everybody, wager responsibly while you're out there, okay? We'll see you next week. John, have a great week, and I will hope to see you at Fadley's or one of your representatives down there, too, for the holidays, and tell them to bring me the pink and purple boas, too. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.